Okay, Russ, are you ready?
We're ready.
All right, let's cue the band one more time. George, hit it.
Take me to the movies. Take me to the movies. Ooh, 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 ooh. Take me tonight.
Time once again for Cinema Chat on WEMU, and joining us, as he always does on Thursdays at this time, is the Executive Director of the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor, Russ Collins. Good morning, Russ, once again, and good to see you, and we've got a festival to talk about that's really topping the movie news this week.
That's right. Well, we also have to say thank you, Clark, for that wonderful introduction from one of my favorite bands and your favorite bands.
Moskowitz and the Punsters.
So the Cannes Film Festival is the big thing that's coming up, and they announced the jury. Steven Spielberg is heading the jury. Ang Lee is in it, a Romanian filmmaker, a British filmmaker, Lynn Ramsey, Japan's Naomi Kawase, Nicole Kidman, Christoph Waltz, and some other folks are on the 66th Annual Cannes Film Festival jury, probably the most prestigious film festival in the world. Maybe the best one is the Toronto Film Festival, which comes up in September. But I think right behind Toronto is Cinetopia, which comes to the Michigan Theater in June.
Yeah, but you know that's a tough jury.
Oh, it is. It is a tough jury.
You want your film up in front of Spielberg and the rest
and
of
Ang Lee, and absolutely. Oh, they say this may be the most celebrity filled jury because of Nicole Kidman and Christoph Waltz, as well as a Bollywood star and a French star, Daniel O'Toole, and so it should be good. And there's going to be lots of news out of Cannes. It kicks off on May the 15th with The Great Gatsby. Baz Luhrmann, the Australian director's take on The Great Gatsby, stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Carey Mulligan and Tobey Maguire and lots of other folks. It's in 3D. It's the second 3D movie to kick off the Cannes Film Festival. The first one was Up.
Certainly getting a lot of promo right now, though.
It sure is, and it opens at the Michigan Theater, I'm happy to say, 5 days before it opens at the Cannes Film Festival. It opens
on May 10th. Good thing Robert Redford's not judging that one.
That's right. Yeah, he wasn't too happy about his 70s-era Great Gatsby. But this one's got a lot of buzz behind it. Baz Luhrmann, they thought they were going to release it at the end of the year for the holiday season, but it got delayed because they just wanted to spend a little bit more time on special effects. And the result must be good because Cannes picked it as their opening night film. So that's very exciting. But we'll get lots of news out of the Cannes Film Festival here when it comes up in the middle of May.
Sorry to interrupt. This is a fantastic story. I'm sure this is going to be a good movie. But I'm just wondering who's going to sit there and they see Tobey Maguire on the screen and say, hey, look, it's Spider-Man.
Well, you never, and there may be a web thing that they add to this.
Ooh.
Who knows?
Oh.
Probably a bad idea.
All right, let's move on.
Guys and Dolls, the arguably best musical ever written for the Broadway stage. It was turned into a movie in the 1950s with Frank Sinatra and Marlon Brando. But Fox has secured the rights from Frank Lesser's widow, Jo Lesser, who was the composer and creator of Guys and Dolls. And the rumor right now, and apparently their interest is Channing Tatum and Joseph Gordon-Levitt to take the Frank Sinatra and Marlon Brando roles. We'll see what happens there. Tatum and Gordon-Levitt showed that they could sing and dance when they performed with Seth MacFarlane on the Oscars. So they're the couple of the hottest actors out there right now. So it'll be interesting to see what ultimately happens with a redone movie musical version of Guys and Dolls. We're very excited to be opening this week in The Company You Keep, which is directed and stars Robert Redford, my friend Bob, who I got to introduce at the conference that I run. And he has actually mentioned this film to me for the last 3 years when I run into him at Sundance. And it's the reason he talks to me about it is because he knows that I'm from Ann Arbor. And he says, we got this movie coming up. And it starts off with Ann Arbor. And we weren't able to film there. They actually filmed in Canada. But it's about these weather underground kids, and Weather Underground.
And faculty. Oh, wait a minute.
That's
faculty,
right. Yes, student and staff started of the University of Michigan started the Weather Underground as an offshoot of the SDS, a student movement in the 1960s, and they stupidly robbed a bank, and a person was killed, and all of those people went underground, or many of them went underground, and the character that Robert Redford played is one of those characters that goes underground. So he's lived a productive life as a lawyer in small town upstate New York, and then a journalist kind of gets wind of some stuff and starts looking into it, and Shia LaBeouf plays this journalist, and Robert Redford disappears and goes on the run, and actually what he's going on the run is to find the people that will say, you know, he was in our group, but he wasn't at all involved in this particular incident that caused the death of a security guard, I believe, in this bank robbery that they did. It's got a great cast with Christopher Cooper, Nick Nolte, Richard Jenkins, Susan Sarandon. She actually plays the character that has lived a middle-class soccer mom life and then gets arrested because she was one of the perpetrators. Britt Marling, who was at the Michigan Theater for her film The East, Sam Elliott, Stanley Tucci. The reviews on it have been good, not always great. The Hollywood Reporter liked it a lot. Robert Redford makes a welcome return to double duty as a director and lead actor in this clear-eyed drama.
Yeah.
So anyway, good stars, a compelling film with a bit of a local connection. So go see The Company You Keep.
And the thing is, you know, way away from this, but the Weather Underground still exists. It's a website where you actually get the weather.
That's right, in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
It was recently bought by the Weather Channel.
Jeez.
So, also playing the Michigan Theater opening on Sunday is To the Wonder, and this is Terrence Malick's new film. Terrence Malick did Days of Heaven a long, long time ago, and then he did the film that had dinosaurs and Sean Penn and all kinds of wacky stuff called The Tree of Life. And this film, and you know, a lot of people loved the Tree of Life, thought it was just great. A lot of people just couldn't figure it out. And this film, To the Wonder, has gotten some very strong reviews. In fact, Roger Ebert wrote his very last review on To the Wonder. And he said, many will be dissatisfied by a film that would rather evoke than supply, and I understand that. I think Terrence Malick does too, but here he has attempted to reach more deeply than that, to reach beneath the surface and find the soul in need. So this film is it's a non-narrative film. It stars Ben Affleck and Olga Kurylenko. And it's images. Javier Bardem and Rachel McAdams are also in it. And it's very compelling, but you have to be very patient with it. And again, not everyone's going to like it. It's a kind of an experimental narrative.
Just get a large popcorn.
That's right. Opening at the Multiplex is Pain and Gain, which is a Mark Wahlberg, Dwayne The Rock Johnson film directed by Michael Bay. The reviews on it have been 50-50. Michael Bay usually does things like the Transformers, but this is a little smaller film about some fighters in Miami. And then the big Hollywood film that's opening up, Robert De Niro, Catherine Hagel, Diane Keaton play The Big Wedding, and Diane Keaton and Robert De Niro play this middle-aged couple who have been divorced for a long time, but for reasons they have to play like they're married, and it's all set among a wedding, so there's a lot of family hilarity.
Have we seen this before?
Yes, we have. And the reviews on this haven't come out, which is always a bad sign. We're also doing a tribute to Henry Aldridge, Dr. Henry Aldridge.
Yes.
And this is coming up next Thursday, May the 2nd. We're going to show the film Laura, and then for University of the Eastern Michigan University faculty and for Michigan Theater members, we've got a gathering before the film starts. But Henry Aldridge is a professor, but he recently retired at the Eastern Michigan University Media Arts Program. And he's a great guy. He also was extremely instrumental in saving the Michigan Theater. We are very, very grateful to him. He still is the organ curator and plays the organ at the Michigan Theater. So if you know Henry and you're a member of the Michigan Theater or part of the Eastern Michigan University community, show up in the afternoon on the May the 2nd and then stick around for the screening of one of Henry's favorite films, Laura. There's also somebody else retiring here at Eastern Michigan University.
Not as important.
And anyway, it's been a great pleasure to do Cinema Chat with you, Clark.
Well, thank you, Russ.
We'll look forward to running into you here, there, and everywhere.
May get a chance to do it again.
Absolutely.
Russ Collins is Executive Director of the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor. He's joined us once again for Cinema Chat, a regular Thursday feature on WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.